Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. Thank you so much for joining us. And we have an old familiar favorite on today, John Wayne. And he's run into some obstacles recently that have prevented him from being on the air. I was glad to say he's back on his show tomorrow. We'll let you tell him all about it. And listen, we're all being hit with funky stuff. And I think he's no exception. But anyway, excuse me. The show right here, ladies and gentlemen, is we're going to hit some things about China and Russia, and they're dominating what's going on. We have a news outbreak, but no more data on this yet. And here's what I mean by no data yet. The Japanese are being prepared for war in Taiwan, and they're in Guam right now being outfitted. That part I've had confirmed. And John doesn't have that part of it, but he does have other parts that we're going to be looking at here. Before we join him, wanted to let you know that the days of you getting storable food are about over. And I've been through them all, you know, from the supply chain to the price of diesel. That's got a brief respite. That's not going to continue. And all the other things where they're going to outlaw food outside what the government gives you. We know the meat packing plants, the food processing plants, over 100 have been destroyed since Joe Biden took over. What an amazing coincidence. He is clearly being lined up now. I heard Mark Levin talk about him. You basically call him the greatest traitor of all time in American history. And he didn't say those exact words, but that's what he was implying. And I totally agree. I've been saying it for over a year. If you don't get your storable food, you're going to have to go to him and his people for food. And guess what that means for you? I think you know. So go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. No price increase. Still got the sale in effect and the same deal with the food. Also, too, if you want to live in comfort. Those days aren't gone entirely. MyPillow reached an agreement with us. They reached out and said, would you like to represent us? And said, yeah, well, we're going to give your audience half off everything or two for one. I go, are you kidding? No, all for you, just for your audience. And I said, thank you very much. So here's the deal. Two for one or 50% off. In some cases, you'll even get more of a discount. And all you have to do is go to MyPillow.com/Hodges. That's easy, right? /Hodges. And the coupon code is Hodges. It's a fantastic deal. And then, finally, I've gone from advertiser to customer. Noble Gold. If you have a nest egg to protect, the dollar's in trouble. We all know that. The economy's in trouble. We all know that. If you want to step outside the system, protect your assets by gold-proofing them or getting into any number of other investment programs Noble Gold has, now's the time. Yesterday was the time. But you still have time right now. Give them a call, 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. And on to John Wayne. John, good to hear your voice on the air. I know you've been through some tough times. Our condolences with the loss of your dad and all the other things you've been dealing with. And we do appreciate the fact that you're lending us some time here. And what I know must be just terrible aftershock. So, been there, done that, my friend. So, thanks for joining us. And I mean that sincerely.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yes, you know, he passed peacefully. And I guess that's the best that anybody could ever ask for. So,
well, tell the audience, you know, what he did. He was a great public servant.
And he served as a deputy sheriff for 30 years. And then four of them years, he was the chief deputy at the very end of his career before he retired. And, you know, basically ran the county with the sheriff, you know, and the sheriff we had before, well, I mean, he served under one other sheriff, and he had actually the closest contested election this county had ever had. But the guy that he'd worked for before had ran the county and was sheriff for four terms in a row. They just couldn't, he just, you know, the public loved him so much. So, you know, comes from good stock and understanding of, you know, the way things are supposed to be within our nation, right? And it's slipping. It's slipping. And, you know, my dad can only say, I don't know what's going to happen, and it ain't good. And he's right. You know, and we've been warning people for a long time about what's happening and what they're doing and how they're going about, you know, manipulating. Not only manipulating, but creating all-out weapons of war. You know, this, you know, and well, you know, what is it? Kennedy and Eisenhower said it. Beware the military-industrial complex. Oh, yeah. But now we need to throw in there as well the medical-industrial complex, too. But it's, yeah, all kinds of stuff to talk about. I don't know which way we're going to take off here, but I do know that there is a lot of stuff to cover.
Well, let me put that in your hands here. You've had a lot of time to reflect and look at what's going on. And what do you think our audience needs to know tonight that's the most important?
Well, you know, be right with Father, you know, Father God. And know that this country is in some hard times. And it's going to come into even harder times because of, you know, lack of leadership and other goings-ons, you know, the country being sold down the river. I saw where another manufacturer is being sent out of here down to Mexico and is going to just crush the town that they're sending it out of. You know, it's something to see. This country's under attack. And we need to be aware of how we're under attack, by what means, and stay vigilant of their modus of operandi. You know, I'll tell you, Dave, all these shootings that have taken place over the past, you know, 2 years is off the charts. So therefore, you can't say that it's just, you know, some lone wolf event, Manchurian Candidate out there. No, these are all controlled and used and manipulated for their leverage at any given time. And, I mean, for the love of God, I mean, if I haven't been on air, and we haven't talked for quite a while, I mean, look at the assassination of Shinzo Abe, you know, the Japanese prime minister, and all the stuff that's going on over there with Taiwan and China. You know, there's a lot of major political power plays being given, taken, and moved. You know, weapons systems and, you know, trade-offs. You hear this guy they're going to trade off for these prisoners over there in Ukraine is one of the nastiest gun runners that's ever existed in the history of mankind. I mean, a lord of war, if you would, and I guess his expertise is biological warfare, is what I'm hearing, you know. And but having time to sit back and reflect about everything, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of stuff I didn't catch, but there's a lot of stuff I did, you know. Just see the blip on the radar, it's like, okay, well, that blip matches up with that blip over there. So try to gauge what they're going to do and how they're going to go about their further manipulation, or, you know, to complete their agenda. And by God, they've got an agenda. You know, one of the things, Dave, I believe one of the most important things that people need to hear is that about the broadcast I did last night, but not the broadcast itself, the information. There is a company called Raven Aerostar, and it's an aerostatic balloons. They can get these things up there and have them aloft for quite some time. You know, the true amount of time for how long they can keep them up there is probably classified, I would imagine. But these things run on, you know, have a, it's called, one of the programs or projects that they run is called Thunderhead. And this thing goes out and basically does the man in the middle for the military, for communications wise. It can target, you know, surveillance. I mean, anything you want this stuff, these balloons to do, they can do it. And they can use multiple ones to stay aloft over an area for surveillance for God only knows how long. But with all these things, it's tying together TACOM, which is TCOM Holdings, LLC, is a company that makes the dirigibles, or, you know, aerostatic balloons for the military. And the technology is literally, it's off the chart. You go and start reading the patents of the technology and things and sensors and all this stuff that they're able to put onto these things. And it's quite impressive. They don't hardly ever speak of them being a weapon, though. But by God, you can assure them.
How do you think it's weaponized? Explain that to the audience.
I'd say frequency, beam weaponry, you know, And hell, I wouldn't even put it past them to be putting lasers on these things and seeing what they can do with them. You know, it said, I was reading the, some information about all this last night, and it said that these balloons played a major role in the, on the, you know, keeping coverage of the fires over the past several years on the west coast of the country. To see where, you know, they could send somebody to put it out. This is what they are saying. But if you look at anything they do, I mean, it's a double-edged sword. It could be used one way or the other. I wouldn't doubt it if they weren't testing these to see how they could, you know, burn up a community. I'm just saying, I don't know for a fact, but it's not hard to sit back and put two and two together to make four. You know, and seeing all this information I put out last night about these things. And I had really, you know, be honest, Dave, I've held off on putting information out about these things for quite some time. Because I think I've been targeted. I've heard frequencies coming from a 35-degree angle in the sky, and there's nothing that's there, right? You get hit like, it's like tinnitus. You get hit with a real loud form of tinnitus is the best way to describe it. I started having this happen a little bit more and more recently over the past year and a half. These things exist. Like I said, Raven Aerostar and Skynet of, you know, Terminator, these are the same thing. SpaceX, they're involved with the same thing here as well, because it's a, what would you call it? Total spectrum dominance. And they have control of the entire battle space. The entire battle space. You know, I've always said that the barbed wire and the Constantina wire and the lead bullets and all that stuff, that's archaic. That's antique. I mean, don't get me wrong, they still work, yes. But the stuff that they've got and what they've developed, you'd just be in awe to read some of the patents I was going through just the other day. So I'm trying to find this image. I want to send it to you. And it shows basically how these are used, you know, or like the battle space, I don't know if you want to say maintenance or control, but it's amazing to see with the system all put together and working side by side. And this even includes them new robot, well, they're not really new, them robot dogs. You just saw a video of them there, with guns on the back of them. All of this stuff is tied together. And this includes as well, Dave, the main proponent, I would imagine, to all of this technology is AI. And that's Aladdin, Palantir. Those are two super AI computers. One resides in Saudi Arabia, I believe. Or they might both reside in Saudi Arabia. But nonetheless, all this stuff is tied together, even to the medical industrial complex. There it is. I had to scroll forever to find it. So here it is. I'm going to send it to you now. It's just amazing to see what they can do. Are you serious? It's not going to let me do it. Are you kidding me? Well, I guess we just got interfered with. So, I'll send it in due time when I get the chance. For whatever reason, they don't want me to do it or won't allow me to do it right now. But Dave, take a... Come again?
I was going to say, just summarize it in your own words.
So basically, you take a military field manual, and they'll have, you know, diagrams within these field manuals for specific maneuvers or whatever it is they're trying to accomplish to train people. I'm going to do something here. See if we can do it this way. and it's called MDSS-1000 Multi-Domain Sensing System. Multi-Domain Sensing System, MDSS 1000 OV-1. And it shows the military units on the ground and how they are set up in communications with fixed-wing aircraft, the fifth-generation fighter aircraft. And then those are in connection with the aerostatic balloons above those. See, the thing about the aerostatic balloons is these are able to be used at such an altitude that they are almost impossible to intercept by any kind of means of anti-air weaponry. So you got the hydrostatic balloons, but above those, aerostatic balloons, above those is the Starlink satellite clusters. You know, or where are they? What do they call them? They have some kind of a whatever name to them. But then above those, you have other satellites like the NTM Microsat commercial satellites. So they have full spectrum dominance. Now I'm going to see if I can do this here. For whatever reason, I can't believe I'm having that much trouble just sending a photograph of something. But, I mean, I am. And that's just one of the parts to the radio show, isn't it? I mean, the broadcasting, live broadcasting, it happens.
I know. I know.
For the love of God, I can't find it.
That's okay. That's okay. Just describe it as you discovered it.
Right. Well, you know, it's from top down, joint data network, potential disruption in service comms, disruption denial of service, GPS, PNT, and, you know, the balloons, HA relay, which go to manned winged fixed aircraft, then go to ground units, basically setting the battle space for those who are fighting it, you know, the war fighter. And it goes from levels of compete to penetrate, to disintegrate, and then exploit. I mean, that is total domination of the battle space. So they've got plans, and they've been going about how to do this for a long time. I mean, I remember we did a broadcast there not too long ago, and you covered it for years as well, where they have got the technology and the know-how and the ability to, in turn, millions of people. And by God, they tried to roll that out over the past couple of years. Did we not notice that? Or did anybody witness it or, you know, remember it?
No question they did. Absolutely.
You know, so these field manuals that they have, there it is, Dave. I got to send it to you. It's taking some time, but these field manuals that they have literally went to the nth degree to not leave one thing out on how to go about any kind of an operation that they want to pull and or perform. See, COVID-19, DARPA, the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, knew all about it. We didn't know it back then, you know, 2.5 years ago, but by God, we know it now. Look at the war labs, the warfare laboratories for biological warfare that they've discovered over there in Ukraine. I want to say that's in total numbers of up to 46 now, I believe. What they have planned, my God, people need to wake up. Monkeypox, don't worry about it. That's stupid, right? They're able to use these to maintain control of the populace, but they don't want to release something extremely virulent because, well, by God, it could possibly kill them too. Not unless they have the antidote, all right? And they knew what the antidote was all along, and that gets back to DARPA. Now, as I said, that's the military-industrial complex half of it all. Now you go to the medical-industrial complex of it, and it's tied to the military because HARPA or ARPA-H, Health Advanced Research Projects Agency, I believe, or ARPA Advanced Research Projects Agency Health. Is what they're moving into now, and that's why they had to give everybody this shot so they could therefore try to hone their systems in.
Oh boy, are you talking about frequency manipulation?
Oh my God, Dave, yes.
Oh yeah, well, hey, Doug Thornton, yeah. And I, you know, former DHS, former Marine, mm-hmm. We talked about this frequency interaction with a vaccine designed to start shutting down systems. They can't kill everyone at once because the people would rise up. So they got to do slow burn over time.
And that's what we're seeing.
Exactly.
And, you know, like I said, these balloons play an extremely paramount major role in all of this. See, and I don't think I've really heard anybody else in the public domain speaking about any of this. And it's the one area where nobody's looking, and somebody should be pointing and say, hey, look at that. you think I could be doing something to cause this or that? I would probably assume so, you know. But like I said, you've seen the image there now, you know, MDSS-1000, and yeah. That is full battle space domain control. You know, it's amazing to see things for what they are and to see where things are going. And at the very helm, who's controlling it all? You know, like you said, Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin are really putting their footprint in some areas. You know, I heard China is really getting involved with Serbia. Russia is still grinding the ever-living love and life out of Ukraine. And nothing's going to stop the Russian army. I said that, you know, before this even conflict broke out to be what it is now, when we were doing broadcasts about this. You're not going to stop the Russian army. I don't care how many NATO battalions and platoons and divisions and companies and all these things you put in Russia's way, you're not going to stop the Red Army. Especially when you have 3/4 of the European Union and those nations at odds with each other. You know, and now I'm hearing this. This is what I wanted to get to as well, is Kosovo is a word that's coming up here a lot within the past day or two. And I was wondering what you knew about that, because I had not heard a whole lot. Because like I said, I haven't had my ear to the tracks. I've had my head up looking around, you know, seeing when the train's passing, just, you know. But other folks have had their ears to the tracks and have a pretty good, you know, synopsis or an idea of what they're going to do. Because this involves Belgrade, I want to say. Belgrade, Serbia, Kosovo, that whole area there. And we were talking about this. You know, World War III is officially going on right now. And World War III, people were like, well, how's it going to end? Well, that's the whole thing about war, man. You don't know how it's going to start, how it's going to play out through until the end. So we have utterly no clue. But now you're seeing where it's beginning to be able to expand and begin to move into other areas and territories, because other operatives and black ops units are operating in those areas to try and create some kind of a proxy war against that said nation that's at war with the other nation. See, that's what Syria was all about. That's what Libya was all about. That's what, that's what the whole thing is about. The Ukrainian revolution, or what was it, or the, yeah, color revolution, basically, there in 2014. To try and upside down Ukraine, of which they did, and they put their own person in there that they wanted to have in control. And in process, since 2014 up until now, it's been a proxy war against Russia. And Dave, from what I'm seeing happen down south, this is where I want to try and tie it all up, and I'll give it back to you, because that's a lot of stuff I'm talking about. I'm looking at South America. I'm seeing the absolute, total, utter lawlessness in Panama. Cop cars on fire rolling down the street with people hanging off the sides of it. If that kind of paints a very brief picture of the insanity down there. Are these not proxy wars that are being started by other military factions, you know, say Russian Red Faction or Chinese Faction, also Red Faction, starting proxy wars on our southern border? You know, and then we know the cartel is in bed with the Chinese. You know, all this stuff, I'm trying to paint this vast picture for people to kind of put in their mind's eye and see how all this is happening to the degree for which it is happening. And you mentioned at the very beginning of this broadcast, Dave, the plants burning down and that's the subterfuge. Folks, that is called gray terror. You need to read about it. It's called gray terror. That's one of the platforms of using a fifth column element to usher in communism. You know, this is real stuff, and stuff people don't have any idea about. And that's why we do what we do, Dave, to try and inform the masses as the best as we can for how we see things coming down the pike or that are already here. I'm sorry it took so long, but go ahead.
That's okay. I'm just listening to you go. I don't know which brand of tyranny I should attack first.
Right.
If you were to prioritize it, What's your number one issue there?
Well, I mean, illicit runaway stolen government is extremely high on the list. But a thing of all, some of the older veterans have said it, and they've said it the best. You know, it's like, hey, what will the next one look like? You won't know who you're fighting. You won't know who's the good guy. You won't know who's the bad guy. You won't know who's in between. You know, and with what they've got going on here in this country, here in these United States, my God, they can't get any further, you know, or closer to that that doctrine there. Because look, 3/4 of everybody here in this country doesn't speak the same language. So when chaos befalls and all hell breaks loose, you know, your average human being is not going to be able to, you know, converse or communicate with another human being, you know, in the middle of the street over one can of beans. Or maybe even water. I mean, out there in the West, man, they're having some big issues. Lake Mead, the Colorado River drying up. And all honestly, I want to say this just because I'm on air. The Colorado River, in my own opinion, I believe the Colorado River is the great river Euphrates, spoken of in the Book of Revelations. Now, why is that? Well, because right now, as far as I'm aware, the Euphrates isn't drying up over in the Middle East. But the Colorado River is, and Lake Mead is disappearing. Now, I want to tie something else to this, and people can just think of it for whatever they wish. And this would be kind of a Steve Quell area. If you look at the dam, the Hoover Dam at the base of it, they have these huge monolith angels sitting there facing each other. And all kinds of iconography and symbolism and stuff laid there at the foot of the dam for the Masons and the other brotherhoods and secret societies and all this. Dave, I think, I mean, call me crazy, but I think that the Colorado River is the Euphrates, and that is where the two angels are that are chained, that will be unleashed, that will wipe out 3/4 of humanity. What would the other reason be for them to put them two giant angels? I know you probably know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, at the base. I know exactly what you're talking about, yes. But okay, go on, finish your point, because then I do have a response.
Well, I just wanted to mention it because I just haven't been able to mention it very much lately. It's been on the forefront of my mind, I guess. So thanks for letting me mention it.
Okay. Boy, hard to know what to untangle first. Okay, well, if I were to say this to you, that human nature follows the path of least resistance, if you took that as your guiding post, what do you think they're going to do first?
Well, I mean, look at what they've done. They have literally gotten people to stand up and just go get a shot of God only knows what it is. That's one aspect. What else would they do? And I mean, I always said, you know, one of their aces in the hole cards was a biological pandemic or, you know, something to that degree. And, well, it was pretty darn close. You know, I know that they need something big to happen, right? How many months is it until the midterms? Is it, June, July. Okay, so here, August, September, October, November. So 3 months from now. Within these next 3 months, they need to have something absolutely massive happen, because they're going to lose control, because people are seeing through the charade and the facade of what they've tried to put up. You know, we're privy to it now. So I expect them to do something major in some major cities, I wonder, you know, and it makes me wonder if this Lake Mead thing might not be part and parcel to that. Yeah, because if you run Las Vegas out of water, who's in control? Well, whoever's bringing water in would be who's in control. You know, they could ship that in from the Great Lakes. But it's, you know, like you said, which topic or which scenario do we swing at first and hit square on? You know, that's the thing. I think there's so many and so many different facets of everything going on that we're not able to hit almost anything square on, but we're swinging like hell at that pinata, right? And that thing's just going crazy up there, but we're not able to hit it. So therefore, that means we're blind. Well, where are we blind, and why are we blinded? like I said, I think it gets back to the illegitimate government that is in control of this nation.
Well, they have to unseat the election. They can't win a legitimate election, although I did interview Sheriff Mack, and Sheriff said that he talked to the people in Arizona in charge of the election, and I asked him some questions, and my takeaway was they've corrected nothing. History's going to repeat itself. Now, the question is, can they cheat enough to unseat the election?
Well, let's just pray to God we don't have to use Dominion voting machines this coming these coming elections, right?
Oh, we are.
That's
we
probably are. What, right? Yeah, uh-huh. I can imagine so. Right? They can't get rid of that you know, the hammer and scorecard program that works pretty damn good for overthrowing governments. Sorry, but you know it's a fact. You know, so yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities that of what could happen in the next 3 to 4 months. But I do know that they need something big to happen to try and revert from even having an election, you know, to try and instill martial law. You know, that's what the whole COVID-19 thing was about and this monkeypox thing is all about, is because they need martial law. They need full total domain space control of everything. Because, well, they can't let the people begin to come on to the understanding of what's really happening and going on. You know, all these years ago, Dave, we were screaming about the Bilderberg meetings, screaming about the G20. The G7, you know, Bohemian Grove, all these other things, Yale, 322, you know, these other brotherhoods and secret societies. But now it's all open for everybody to see, you know. And I look at, you know, who's the man of perdition? You know, was the man of perdition Donald John Trump? Was he the one that was meant to come in and just, you know, pull the veil back just enough to give everybody a look? Now everybody's like, rip that covering off of that entire statue so we can see what we're really dealing with here. And I think some of it is a lot of it Satanism, you know, and worship in areas like that. Why would they not be upset that they cannot kill babies now with the Roe vs. Wade turnover? Well, because, you know, they even come out and said it. That is interfering with our religious rights. Come on, man. See, that's one of the things that's feeding the evil. You know, but I don't know. There's so many things, like you said, and like I was saying, we can swing at this and we can hit this here, maybe swing at that, you know, hit that. But there's too many things to swing at. You know, I mean, what do you think, Dave? What do you see and what do you feel? You know, you've had your ear to the grindstone a little more than I have here in the past 8 months, but you know, things aren't good. I know that.
People have a sense of foreboding. People are sensing that something big is coming. Nancy Pelosi gave us a partial clue 2 months ago when she said, if the Republicans manage to win the midterm, we won't respect the results because they'll destroy democracy. And if you expand that thinking out to its logical conclusion, she's saying, we're not leaving office. You'll have to make us. That's Civil War talk.
That's right.
That's my
absolutely
initial
Civil
answer.
War talk.
Yeah. I think they're going to try to cheat and cheat to no one's end. And if they fail, they'll claim voter fraud. They'll claim insurrectionists showing ID the Jim Crow excluded black voters who would vote for them. I mean, this is where I think it's going to go. I think tensions will rise and I think shots will be fired.
I can totally see that happening, you know, and we're already seeing the streets prepped for such an engagement, right? So it's every day on these sites on the internet. Was it police activity on YouTube? And there's another one, law and crime on YouTube, that shows basically the stability of our civilization or societal collapse is beginning to take place. It's every other day that some person is gunned down by law enforcement because they just, you know, continue to walk towards them with a knife. You know, and not only that, but then, you know, the incidents where it's probably well overdue called for to gun somebody down because they about killed 15 people, you know, and is in the process of, you know, driving a car off its wheels, just doing 200 mile an hour into, you know, other traffic. But the thing is, like, I think that they've gotten it to the point where they want it, but they don't quite know how to control it to the point where how they can. See, they weren't expecting the internet to become what it is and to be able to literally be that sort of Damocles that has two edges on it, right? And it's hanging up there. They weren't expecting the people to come awake, to be aware, for which we are. But my goodness, we are now. And is it enough to reach critical mass? So one thing that needs to have happen, Dave, and I was screaming about this before the 2020 run-up, the 2020 presidential election, they needed to station National Guard at every single polling station across this entire country. And anything coming in that looks suspicious or going out that looks suspicious, the military and MPs, I mean, the military police, will be in complete and total utter control of it. But that didn't happen. And as you rightfully seen, that Nancy Pelosi and the Sergeant of Arms up there in D.C. for the January 6th thing, they refused the military's help to begin with. You know, because Donald Trump said, hey, look, we can bring the military in here and they'll make sure that everything is, taken care of and everything, you know, happens smoothly and so on and so forth. No, we can't have them here. Why not? Why can you not have them there, Nancy? Well, because therefore they wouldn't have been able to run their red flag operation as they've done for, you know, like literally a communist takeover. Create the problem. They'll try and give you the solution to the problem that they created. I don't know if I'm going in circles.
No, you're right. We're exploring the decision tree here because they're not going to give in to an election that unseats them. First of all, they can't. Merrick Garland will go to prison. Pete Buttigieg will probably go to prison. Hunter and Joe Biden, well, Hunter's old. I mean, Joe's old. They may not sentence him in prison, but Hunter Biden would head to prison. Grantham.
Absolutely.
Minor charges, malfeasance of office, but she could be headed to prison. I mean, all these people are in trouble, and they know it. Schumer should be prosecuted for threatening the lives of two Supreme Court justices. For the life of me, I don't know why he is. What do you think would happen on this show if we said, well, it's time for a sniper to take out the president or some other public official? They'd be kicking our door down tomorrow morning.
You're right.
So we don't say that anyway, but the bottom line is Schumer said it and he's getting away with it.
Right. You know, and that's, well, there should, that therefore goes to show the two-sided nature of what we have going on here in this country. You know, now what do I think would totally try to get things back onto the right track? Well, those who have committed high treason are held to account for the high treason for which they have committed. Stealing of an election, that's one. The prospering and or providing aid to an enemy is another. If we want to go back a little bit further, you know, I mean, Bush Jr., you know, to get him on dereliction of duty. The thing is, the presidencies that have been stolen, and by God, folks, they've been stolen over the past, I'd say, 30 years, need to be all turned null and void. Give the rightful person the seat of which he was elected for, Donald John Trump, and start writing executive orders in place of where these other administrations were illegitimate. You know, they need to be null and void, and the people that committed high treason need to be tried for high treason.
I agree.
But will it happen? Probably not.
What do you think the military will do?
That's a good question. You know, obviously the military is about defending its country. It's supposed to be. I mean, we've kind of spread ourselves thin as the Roman Empire did. But the nation within itself, a nation without a nation that is not a nation, does not have an army. You know, the army would be disbanded and totally gone if this nation falls apart. But the Army needs to stand up, and on the military, for all of its worth, you know, that every single aspect of the United States military needs to stand up against these treasonous, and I'd like to say the word, it starts with a B, but I'm not going to, because, you know, I don't want to have anything that we're saying and I have to be redacted. The thing is, they have, like I said, they committed treason. That there's first thing that needs to be taken care of. And then whatever falls downhill from there with the, you know, null and void of the past elections and the way this country was ran, the inside jobs, the, you know, Eric Holder, Fast and Furious, gun smuggling to the cartels, Barack Hussein Obama, even to that aspect, and everything else in the middle of what they were involved in with the CIA, the FBI, other three-letter agencies, DHS, the DOD, all these things needs to be held to account. You know, Kennedy said it best. You know, scattered the CIA to 1,000 winds. You know, just get rid of it. You know, the same thing with the FBI. You know, look, Comey. No, all these people are not looking out for the citizenry's best interest. Anybody that thinks that they are, well, I'm sorry to say it, but you're just stupid. You know, because anybody that can back the illegalities of what's happening is, well, what would it be? They'd be complicit to these illegitimate, null and void presidencies that had occurred because everybody just kind of, you know, let their guard down for a while and thought that the government had it, you know, and then had everybody's back and was going to take care of everybody and, you know, had the best interest in everybody's well-being. But, well, it turns out that's not the case. You know, they're trying to kill you. Look at this shot they've given everybody. And there's a heck of a lot of people dying, Dave. A lot of people dying. You know, you know, where do we go from here? I don't know. Like I said, we need to have perseverance, stay vigilant, and if trouble finds itself your way, defend yourself from said trouble, whatever it may be, and at whatever cost it may come. You know, my dad always had a saying.
Go ahead.
If I could, real quick, he always had a saying. He says, better to be judged by 12 instead of carried by 6.
I agree. We still kind of avoided the question, though, where will the military go?
Where will the military go? I don't know. That's the thing. What happens if a country dissolves? I mean, usually the military fills in the vacuum, right, at the power vacuum of the whatever it would be, the coup d'etat or, you know, I don't know. Where do you think it would go?
I think they'll be fighting within, and I already have information on the potential for that inside the Pentagon itself. And I've known about their fears since May of 2021. So I think there'll be division and fighting. I think initially the majority of the military will come down on the side of Biden, greatly assisted by the communist, shall we say, the communist friend, Milley. Well, I'll let my Chinese counterpart know if we're going to attack him. Yeah, thank you, Millie. How many lives would that cost? So that's one. I think the fighting will be in the middle. And here's the problem. If there's division in the military, Biden will rely on this illegal treaty entered into by John Kerry and Barack Obama in the last month of the Obama presidency when they signed something called the Kigali Principles. And the Kigali Principles are a group of 29 nations that have given the UN permission to bring in troops from the other 28 if a nation is, in their judgment, out of control. And if our military faces off against each other, I do believe that will happen. That's why they drilled for it in Jade Helm 15, 16, and the Operation Robin Sage last year in North Carolina. They have drilled to fight against, as they call them, guerrilla chieftains that are disaffected ex-U.S. military. That was their job title in Jade Helm 16 when they were advertising for actors to play these roles.
You're right. I mean, you're 110% right. I cannot disagree with you or say anything otherwise than that you are correct, because that is a fact.
Yeah, I should mention this too, John. The treaty is illegal because it didn't go through the Senate approval process of 2/3 ratification. Obama just said, this is it. And I can't believe Trump didn't challenge it.
There may be just too many fires in the, I mean, too many, steels in the fire, or do you think he's in on that?
I don't know. Let me tell you something about Trump that really bothers me, and I put something out today on it. He endorsed a guy here in Arizona for the Senate position in the Republican primary, and we call him, and I mean we, meaning myself, the Arizona Tea Party, its members, we call this guy Fake Blake Masters. He's in his 30s, he's never had a job, and Peter Thiel has funded him to the tune of $20 million. That would be the same Peter Thiel that co-founded Facebook, the same Peter Thiel that's heavy into big tech, the same Peter Thiel that is friends with George Soros, the same Peter Thiel that wants the Constitution gone. And this guy leads because of Trump's endorsement by 7.5% in Arizona. It's scary. It is really scary why Trump would have endorsed this creep.
I do know one thing, the fact that he, Donald John Trump, bumped elbows with a lot of these people that are, a little deplorable, might be the slightest of the word to use. These people that have overthrown this nation, usurped this country from within. He's bumped elbows with quite a few of them folks. I'm not taking my eyes off of him, saying, hey, he might not be part and parcel to all of this. Look how many times we've been had before. What's that? Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You won't fool me a third time because I'm not going to be fooled again. Well, they've gotten us, and I don't want to say it is, but I mean, it's kind of looking that way. The Donald John Trump, well, we got fooled that third time, and God only knows where, the cards are that will fall and land where they will. When, whatever happens that overturns the card table. But it's coming.
Yeah, well, I looked at Trump and when he did that endorsement, and I said, are you kidding? Are you for real, Donald J. Trump? I could not believe he did this. This guy is a total globalist. Total. And Trump endorsed him. Scary. Well, his main opponent on the other side didn't take any PAC money, didn't take any corporation money. He's totally self-funded his own campaign. And they call him the Chinese sympathizer. When this fake Blake Masters once said, a border is not real, it's just a line in the sand. That's who Trump endorsed.
Not good. That's not good.
It's not good.
No, no bueno.
Do you ever get the feeling that there's a game going on, a play, and they chose roles, and there are those who pretend to be on our side but really aren't, and there's the enemy that we know, but at the end of the day, we are on our own.
I believe so, Dave. I really do, and it's going to take humanity in its entirety to wake up, or there will be no more humanity to be had. They're trying to turn this into some kind of a crazy off-world technocracy, slave planet, world, and we can't be having it. Because if we don't do something now, the species, our species of what we are, true-blooded human beings, humans, Homo sapiens, we're not the Homo superiors that they're trying to create right now. They're trying to diverge the bloodline of humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to comment on that in a second, but I want to tell you about a dream I had. It was maybe a few nights ago. And there's an old Twilight Zone episode. And I think it was Roddy McDowall played the part. He and a fellow astronaut travel to Mars. They crash land. His partner dies. He's met by these Martians that appear to be human. And they befriend him. He's wonderful. He's got a kind of something going on with the girl, the cute little Martian girl. And they put him in a house that's just like Earth. And he goes, wow, all the comforts at home. How'd you do that? Well, we have good technology. And the next morning, when he awakened, he couldn't leave the house. Couldn't open the window. And then all of a sudden, you hear this flap, 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 and everything folded back on the house, and there he was. And then you saw the sign on the cage that said, Man from Earth. It was a zoo. And I started thinking, that's what's going on here. Because you already said DNA. And I'm saying to you, Genesis 6, the fallen angel DNA came here. God wiped out the planet, largely except for Noah and relatives because of it. Mm-hmm. But we also know from the Bible some of that DNA survived.
That's right.
I really think there's a good chance that this evil DNA from the fallen angels is what the basis of those who would enslave us would be. Whether they be Klaus Schwab, Harari, whoever they be, and then they use people that they bribe to do their bidding. And ultimately, they want us to be like that man in the Twilight Zone episode where we're no better than zoo animals to them.
That's right.
That's where I think this is headed.
That's exactly where it's headed, you know, and I don't know. I mean, I wish and I pray to God that mankind can, you know, clear everything up and begin to move further out into the solar system and off this planet and become a, you know, colonization of, you know, the stars. But no, this is the zoo. This is, you know, this is where they've got everything locked up.
I'll tell you, you know,
they're playing
I see
and
this
toying
too.
Around with everything.
John, here's how I see it too, with like people like Hillary Clinton. She is a second level managerial person for this group, but I think she's joined the elite. And I think they handpick a few. You can become one of us even though you're really not. Because what is she? She's a fourth degree coven witch. We know she travels to LA to go to the Church of Satan once a month. And this is right. Where they came from. The fallen angels are servants of Lucifer. They lost the war in space. A third of the angels were cast out. And I think they recruit a few of us to be on their top levels. But most of the people that serve them will be like the brown shirts. Their fate is sealed. They serve their purpose, and they'll get rid of them too.
Expendable, yes, without a doubt. You know, and this is very real. You know, the entity that lays dominion over this planet and is the king of this realm is Satan. Says it right there in the Bible. And as evil as everything really truly is and that it can be, and as it's happening before our very eyes, you know, he knows he doesn't have enough time. You know, Satan knows he's running out of time. And if anybody knows the Bible better than anybody else, it's Satan himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows how it ends. You know, something we didn't kind of touch on was CERN. You know, they're cranking CERN back up. I know you have probably done broadcasts and talked about it. You know, that's another thing. And just the manipulation of space and time for whatever they can manipulate it for. I mean, anything that's good is good. Anything that's good is bad, and as bad is good. You know, this inversion of everything. You know, I just pray to God that humanity can get a grasp on all of this. Because if we can't, we won't exist. The future will be wiped out.
The Lord says, I will not depart from you. That's my answer.
Thank God for that.
That's my answer. Yep. And that's our saving grace. John, tell people how they can follow your work now that you're back in the saddle, so to speak.
Yeah, I do a broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at revolution.radio or freedomslips.com. Both URLs will take you to the same place. There on Studio A from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. The unequivocal truth, DEFCON 1. We're in defense condition 1, folks. And it's no joke.
We truly are. And what I'm telling people right now, and the reason I finished with the spiritual, is this is a spiritual war, and physical solutions won't conquer a spiritual enemy. However, you do have to fight the enemy, you know, where you meet them. And sometimes it is physical. But, ladies and gentlemen, this is the nature of what we're dealing with, and this will be continued. John, thanks so much for joining us. Glad you're back. Sorry for your loss, but I'm glad you're back on the airways. We need you. Take care.
Thank you, Dave. Godspeed.
Same.